This is KSUB. You're listening to First Language Lessons, brought to you by the Culture and Language Bridge Show. And I'll stop talking and we'll get started with our next lesson. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Here is still Chinese lessons time. And my lessons is about introduced to Chinese. And I think my lessons is not about learning of Chinese, but the basic knowledge of Chinese. I think Chinese is one of most popular language the world over, and it also is the most complicated language. I'm impossible to just like teach you some words or phrases because I know that cannot make sense for you. Also, I'm impossible to introduce all of Chinese roots in 10 minutes. As a result, I can only do some simple introductions of the Chinese roots and then give some examples of basic Chinese communication. That's why to the part of vocabulary and the conversation is not that related. I spread my lessons in two individual parts. The first part is language and grammar, which can help you know some roots of Chinese. And then the second part is conversation. Let's go the first part, vocabulary. Chinese vocabulary mainly has two types, single words and compound words. Single words means just use one word to express whole meaning. Here is some examples. Sky, 天, ground, 地, people or person, 人, flower, 花, grass, 草, tree, 树, speak, 说. All these words are single Chinese words, and it uses only one word to express its vocabulary meaning. And in order to understand the Chinese word, it is a very important information you need to know. It's called radicals. The Chinese radicals is a part of the vocabulary. For example, if you check the dictionary, then you look at the Chinese word of ground, then you know there is a part like behind the another part, and it's called like so, and in Chinese word it's called ti tu pang. And also there is a radical on the top of the grass, and it's called cao zi tou. And also we have the word mu zi pang. And a lot of Chinese radical like that and form the Chinese vocabularies to indicate its meanings. And also, there is kind of Chinese word called compound word. It means we use two Chinese word together and express their meaning, just like English phrases or clause. Now, I will read some examples. I will read the English first, then come with the Chinese. Big ground, 大地, blue sky, 蓝天, big tree, 大树, world, 天下, location, 地点, human, 人类. All this is used two Chinese words compound together to express its meaning. Okay, now we go to the second part. The second part is grammar. Chinese grammar is very different from English. There is no obvious symbol to indicate timeline, but the timeline will be very clear if you can exactly understand the sentence. If you are not a natural Chinese speaker, you can only spread it in three main parts. The first part is the present tense. There are some symbols can indicate it's a present tense Chinese sentence. For example, 是 in English is be, am, is, are. He is a teacher. 他是一个老师. It's a present simple present Chinese sentence. And the second part is past tense. The symbols like yesterday, already. In Chinese is 昨天 and 已经. So I gave you an example about this. He has already finished his homework. This sentence in English is not a past tense, but in Chinese, it seems as a past tense. 他已经完成了作业。And another example. He finished his homework yesterday. 他昨天完成了作业。All these two examples can indicate it's a past tense of Chinese sentence. The second part of the sentence is called future tense. So the symbols are tomorrow in Chinese, 明天. The example, he will go to school tomorrow. 他明天会去上学。This is a future sentence, future tense sentence in Chinese. Now also, let's go to the section 3, the dialogue. I think all above parts give you some idea how Chinese vocabulary and grammar formed. I hope you have already learned something or some sample rules of Chinese. Now I would like to turn to the part of the basic conversation. It's not really related to above vocabulary, but it's a kind of basic Chinese communication part. So for this part, I will read the English first, then come with the Chinese. You can read it, follow me. Okay. 约翰说, What's your name? 你的名字叫什么? Katie. My name is Katie. 我叫凯蒂。John, how are you? 约翰,最近好吗? Katie, I'm fine. 很好。John, have you eaten lunch? Katie, 你吃过午饭了吗? Katie, not yet. 还没有。John, let's eat together. 一起去吃饭吗? Katie, sure. 好的。I think Chinese dialogue is kind of funny because it's very different from the English. I hope you will like Chinese dialogue and practice it. Okay. In the end of my class, I want you do some exercises about today's lesson. At the first, try to read this word individually. And I will read first, then you read, follow me. 大地蓝天大树天下地点人类 Okay, so the next part, I will read English and the Chinese in a sentence, and then you indicate its grammar tense for these sentences. Number A, he is a student. 他是一个学生。Number B, he will go to hospital tomorrow. 他会去医院明天。Number C, his hand is damaged yesterday. 他的手昨天受伤了。Okay, the last part of my practice is just to practice the conversation with your classmates, which I have said in the third part. Now I will read Chinese for you, and you may practice with your classmates or friends together. 你的名字叫什么?我叫凯蒂。最近好吗?很好。你吃过午饭了吗?没有。一起去吃饭吗?好的。Okay, thank you very much. This is all about my lessons. Thank you for listening, everyone. Bye bye.
Well, thank you very much. That was very helpful, I think. And in case you didn't quite get it, we have one more Chinese lesson for you coming right up. This is KSUB.